Mr. McCarthy's lesson about people's lives continue to unfold, you just have to pay attention, which is literally in the middle of the screenplay. I have a lot of success in television, but deep inside I was not dealing with some major stuff, and there'd been years of avoidance. So when I saw that, it was such a beautiful thought, so simple, you know? And I said, well, maybe that I want to believe, because maybe that's true. And then, so it became the movie was very much a personal journey for me, if I could work through this with Greg. Because even when you lose a parent, the relationship is, it's always that of a child. You're always a child. You always feel quite young and confused, no matter how old you are. So I really identify with him. And to do it, my father was also one of the, aside from being the most beautiful man and with the deep sense of compassion as a physician and ethical, I can go on for hours about him. He was very funny. So to be able to honor him with a movie that was very, very, very funny was great. But I wanted to go through that journey with Greg. So I love movies, and I was celebrating movies, and it was a way to give thanks to Scorsese and Thelma Schoonmaker, Nora Ephron, all these people that Nick Pileggi that have been in my life. I was going to be able to give them thanks with this movie by spoofing their movies, or, you know, the two scripts next to his desktop or Casino and Harper, which are Pileggi and Nora Ephron, and Thelma Schoonmaker is his screensaver. I mean, they're everywhere, all my heroes. So it's a love to them as well. But what I liked was that, okay, I tapped into that little thing, and then I can make a personal movie out of this. I had no intention of making a YA novel adaptation. I mean, it was like, I like this kid, I could take that journey with him and make a personal journey. As opposed to Town, that was not that experience, and this was, okay, this is what I'm meant to do, and that's why.